this agreement that has been negotiated between Somalia and the United Arab Emirates is quite important because it means that after many, many years, mail services to Somalia and from Somalia can start again. This is really important when you know that I think there are close to 2 million people of the Somali diaspora in the world. It will enable them to communicate with their loved ones who have remained in Somalia. And also it will enable business to start up again, especially receiving postal communication.
Is there an active postal service in Somalia? Because it is one thing to deliver the mail to Mogadishu, but what about distributing it to whoever it's been sent to?
Previously, in the early 1990s, Somalia had a very extensive postal network. I think they had about 100 post offices and a postal staff of more than 2,000 people. Today, the situation is very different. There's basically one general post office in the capital with approximately 25 people working there. So understandably, Mr. Hersi, who is the minister in charge of posts and transport, also said that this is an important step, but it is certainly just the beginning of making postal communication possible. Their challenge is to now see how they will be developing the postal services throughout the country, and this could take, obviously, a bit of time. In this area, the UPU will provide some assistance. We have a project at the moment. We're looking at purchasing some basic equipment like tables and post boxes and also some delivery vehicles so that they can serve the population, probably especially in Mogadishu itself at the moment. But it is the beginning, and then this one small step hopefully will lead to more development of postal services in the coming months and years.
What about, you know, ordinary people inside Somalia? Is there hope that one day they will be able to send mail from, you know, one town to the next?
I think they are trying to distribute some mail within the country. We would have to speak with the postal authorities on site to know those details exactly. What this agreement covers is the processing of international letters only. This is the product for which there was the greatest demand at the moment. And because it requires the United Arab Emirates or Emirates Post, the postal operator in Dubai, to basically manage also what we call the remuneration that countries pay each other for sending and processing each other's international mail, the agreement is limited at the moment to international letters. So they want to take it slowly. And after that agreement expires at the end of 2014, they're going to continue looking at possibly extending the service to other products, including parcels. But at the moment, the greatest need was for Somalis to receive and to be able to send at least international letters.
What contribution does a postal service give to a community or to a country?
Well, I think it's a great contribution. I mean, often we take the postal service for granted, especially in developed countries. But just imagine a day, a week, a month without any postal service, and you'd quickly realize what kind of an impact it has on the economy and society as a whole. Yesterday afternoon, when I spoke directly with the minister in Somalia, who is in charge of postal services, I mean, he was very ecstatic, and he said that people were very, very happy to have postal services again. He mentioned something that was very interesting. He said, you know, people remember what postal services used to be many, many years ago. They had apparently an efficient postal service, and people were used to using it. So now that they have been without such a service for so long, they are quite delighted to see it come back. As he said, it symbolizes a new beginning, and it shows that despite all the trouble and the hardship in that country, that, you know, there is an attempt for life to come back to normal, and you have these very common activities in your daily life, including the postal services that are trying to get started again. So he was very hopeful that this would help the government in Somalia to gain some momentum for developing the country and showing people that progress is being made.